Hello and welcome to How to Be Happy with Dr. Wendy. Inside of you is an infinitely compassionate and wise being you never knew existed. I'm Dr. Wendy Hill, talking to you from Encinitas, California, where I help people with their personal and spiritual growth through workshops and one-on-one meetings. Let's explore together how to find your true self and to live the life you were meant to live. We will talk about everything from how to heal your inner child and transform your current life, to how to connect with your highest self, and to connect with others in ways that bring joy. My guests will be clients, friends, other professionals, and maybe even you. So I invite you to relax and open your mind and your heart. This is an adventure we all share. Welcome back. And today, Joyce Wozniak is joining us. She has some questions she wants to ask about relationships. But first, I want to introduce you to Joyce. Joyce went through my workshop, The Renaissance Experience, some years ago. And after the workshop, she decided that she would go get herself a master's degree in psychology. And she did do that. So welcome, Joyce, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, glad to have you, too. So what question do you have about relationships? Because whatever you ask is probably going to be what our listener is going to be asking, too.
Well, myself and I'm sure others out there have difficulty finding a relationship that is both supportive and nurturing and happy.
It's hard to find.
It is very hard to find.
And most relationships in your life, as you observe, are you saying that most relationships are contentious or difficult?
Absolutely. So I'm wondering, is there a roadmap to finding the right person?
Well, that's a great question. And the first thought that comes to mind is that the most important person for you to find is yourself. Now, that sounds a little bit vague, doesn't it?
But, yes, it does.
But we can't go into or find a healthy relationship if we don't have a healthy relationship with ourselves.
Ah.
And if anybody's been listening to this podcast, then you know that I talk a lot about core beliefs. And those core beliefs are formed when we're children, sometimes even as young as babies. And these core beliefs define how we view ourselves. Are we worthy? Are we worthy of love? Are we safe? Do we have a voice? Do we have a right to be in a relationship that's loving? Well, if we have a core belief that says there's something wrong with us, and most of us do, it's part of being human, then we're going to be attracted to and attract someone who carries a similar core belief, so that if we are in conflict within ourselves, then we are going to be creating conflict in a relationship, not just because we're in a relationship that creates conflict, but because we're attracted to a person who has a core belief that has them in conflict within themselves.
Well, then it sounds like finding a healthy relationship is impossible.
Well, it's very difficult for the average person who hasn't done any work on themselves. It's very difficult. And some people decide not to be in a relationship for that reason. But even if one decides not to be in a relationship, I think it's worth the time to develop a relationship with a self, with yourself, that's loving. If you don't have a loving relationship with yourself, then forget having a loving relationship with another person. So now I'm imagining that our listener is going, yeah, but I'm in a relationship, so what do I do? Well, relationship is probably the number one challenge that each of us has in life that challenges us to mature and grow, because we have to learn how to get along with other people and get along with ourselves. So
I feel like I've been working on myself for many years through your workshop, through education, a master's. I did that for myself as a growth outlet for myself. And yet, I have relationships that are so difficult and not nurturing, not supportive. And it's frustrating.
It is very frustrating. And so that brings up the questions, where do you draw the line or the boundary of with relationships? When do you speak up? When do you say to that person, this is what I want from you. This is what I need from you for our relationship to thrive. If you're not willing to do that, then our relationship is going to continue to be contentious or difficult. If you are willing to do that, then we can grow together. Mm-hmm. And so that can be a decision that both people make. And if both people don't make that decision, then you have to think about, okay, what is my boundary?
Well, some things, like having that conversation, kind of goes out the window. When there's conversations about everyday things. And somehow, all of the education that we can have and all of the self-help that we do somehow gets lost, and then you become reactive, and the conversation
and that's missed. That's a really good point when you said then we become reactive. So can you kind of give me an idea what you mean by that? In other words, in everyday conversation in a relationship, one can be that you can be, or more person can be reactive and get their feelings hurt, or what?
That's
do you
right.
Think? What do you think?
And
thinking?
Then the defenses come up, and all of the work that we've done in the past, and our education and our reading, somehow goes out the window. It is a reactive sort of mindset that somehow we lose that connection with that person, the love for that person.
Yes.
And the respect and consideration.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you said a couple of things that I don't want to respond to. One is you said with all the education and reading. Now, being educated and reading and understanding things doesn't change your core beliefs. What changes your core beliefs, and this word might, you may not have heard this word in a long time, is processing. That is going within and working with your own core beliefs, with your own attitudes and your own feelings about yourself. And if your feelings about yourself aren't really clear, aren't really loving toward yourself, then you're going to be triggered by someone else very easily. And that trigger could cause your feelings to be hurt or to be angry or to be upset. And even worse, not be able to work through it. And that's where it's so important to have a voice. Have a voice in relationships so that you can say, okay, this doesn't feel quite right. Can we talk about it? And so many people, most people who have not done their inner child work, don't have a voice, don't have a sense or a feeling that they have a right or even can find the words to say, wait a minute, I want this relationship to be loving, and I know that you do too. Let's talk about it so that we don't argue, so that whatever feelings that we have, we can share with each other in a way that brings about some harmony rather than hurt feelings. Are you understanding what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I do understand. And it sounds like you'd have to connect with your higher self. And you have to make it a habit. It has to be, you have to do the processing over and over until you can get clear-minded. And it becomes a habit so that you won't be reactive, that you can reach for those tools that you know
I think that's very well put. Some people will sit quietly with themselves every day just to feel their feelings, to get in touch with themselves. Because if we're not in touch with ourselves, our true selves, then we're kind of lost. Then we're in a state of being reactive and responsive to whoever's in our environment. So our feelings can be hurt, we can be angry, we can be upset. But when we're in touch with ourselves, we can be upset about something, but know what it is that we need to say and do to correct whatever problem might be there. See, some people live in a chronic state of stress or conflict in their relationships. Whether it's someone who is enabling an alcoholic or a drug use of drugs, or whether it's somebody who is with somebody who isn't taking responsibility, or who is inconsiderate or unkind or sarcastic, all these things can trigger a person. And if you stay in a relationship too long with these chronic conditions going on, then you get pulled in and sucked down into a form of depression. You may not even recognize it as such, but a feeling of helplessness, sometimes even hopelessness. So it's so important to find that time by yourself where you can feel who you are and nurture that part of yourself that is hurting by turning perhaps to that inner child and saying, "Hello, sweet girl or sweet boy. I love you with all of my heart. And I know that things are not good right now with that person, but we're going to learn to say what we need to say and do what we need to do to make our lives better." Or we might turn to what I call our great, loving, wise self. That's our highest self, our spiritual self, and say, "Please guide me. Tell me what to say and do so that I can do the right thing, the kindest thing, but the right thing, even though it may not be easy." That takes courage. And then listening and responding to those voices that we hear within ourselves, whether it be our highest self giving us instruction or our inner child telling us what she needs or he needs. What do you think?
Well, Dr. Wendy, I think that that is the most important lesson of relationships. You reminding me and others that we need to step aside, spend time with ourselves each day, and gaining the strength of knowing that we are loved and we are worthy and we are safe carries through our days. That's making it a habit.
Yes, and I think that's a really good point, habit. There's a phrase that I use in my workshop these days. I call it the rubber band effect, where someone leaves the workshop feeling really clear and having some great deal of hope and peace of mind about who they are. But if they don't find a way to have it reinforced or work within themselves or continue doing the processing they need to do to heal themselves, then that rubber band snaps right back. And it's the world is a difficult place, and it's very seductive. It takes our attention, and it can take us right back into where we started, but maybe not quite. Because once we get this, we get bit by the bug of loving ourselves, there's always something that wants to pull us back into continuing to do that work. And then it comes into our relationships, and our relationships become much more clear and loving and kind. Even though relationships might have difficulties in them, it's how we handle those difficulties. And how we handle those difficulties, how we voice ourselves, is dependent on our relationship with ourselves deep inside.
You know, I feel that we all have a bit of a snapback. We can get real clear and real happy and understanding, feeling that we have it and we own it and that we walk it and talk it. And then something happens. And I think that knowing the fact that we do snap back to some degree, but we have the choice to get clear.
Really good word, choice. As a matter of fact, that might be a really good subject for us to pick up on in our next podcast. Are you willing to take another step with us?
Oh, I would love to.
Okay, I'm so glad that you're here today. Before we say goodbye for today, is there something you would like to say to the listener?
I'd love to share. I was involved in the Renaissance experience way back to 1985.
A long time ago.
A lot
ago.
Of things happened since then. And sometimes I feel it's been a while. I'm living in Florida. I don't have those sorts of support groups that I once had. And talking with you today and remembering, being reminded that we can become clear by setting aside time each day to be with ourselves, nurturing ourselves, and then taking that out to the world.
So even in a busy, busy relationship, where there's a lot going on, maybe with children or whatever, jobs, etc., cooking, cleaning, laundry, shopping, one needs to take time to be alone and quiet. I know it's hard to do, but how essential is that?
Well, in the age of cell phones and emails and clicks and dings, we're always reminded that somebody is calling to us. And it's very difficult to take the time, but we can remember that we need to, for us and for others.
And just do it. Just do it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Joyce. It's a pleasure to have you and see you, have you back and see you again after all these years. And we'll talk again.
We will. Thank you very much, Dr. Wendy.
Thank you for listening. Remember that you're worthy and loved beyond your own understanding. This is a universal truth. It is meant for you to know and experience this truth in your whole being. If you want to learn more about this experience and how to be truly happy, please go to my website, wendyhill.com. Meanwhile, practice warrior spirit and talk with love to that little child within you.